other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into the third and final hour of this Thursday, the third day of March 2005 edition. I've really been enjoying our discussion with Paul William Roberts, a respected award-winning journalist and, of course, author of the new book, A War Against Truth. And we first got him on to talk about his friend Hunter S. Thompson, who told him he was worried about the government and government conspiracies and coming to get him basically over 9/11, September 11th, and possible government involvement in bringing the towers down. He was also admittedly working on stories about the coal boys, underage, you name it, in the White House, going back over decades. It's all part of the Christian conservativeness of it all, that we're all supposed to just go along with, I guess. And we're taking your calls. In fact, let's just go right back to the calls. We're bringing up so many different news items from the listeners. Let's talk to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, welcome, sir. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Paul and Alex.
Hello.
I'm doing some research on running the diesel motors on used vegetable oil, and I was reading about Rudolf Diesel, who invented the diesel motor. He made a deal with the – he's a German. He made a deal with the English and was crossing the channel on a ferry, and two German agents tossed him into the English Channel there. Of course, it came up in the paper that he committed suicide. And
well, yeah, because diesel was going to threaten all the new processes for what we call the modern petrol or the non-diesel fuels. And
he had a motor that could run on the coal dust and water in 1908 or something like that.
Well, I mean, they've now got the solar panels that are five times better than anything, and we'll see if those get implemented. I mean, we're talking about a solar car that has small panels on it, and it'll go, you know, over 100 miles an hour.
The nanotechnology, that was awesome yesterday, Alex. That was awesome.
Yeah.
But just another suicide story coming up. You know, his family said there was no way it was suicide. And, everything was going great, and he.
It's very suspicious.
No, this business of vast powers ruining individuals goes back to as far back as Reich and his microscope, and Wilhelm Reich, for that matter.
Well, yeah, there's been just thousands of technological developments that have been shelved because they threaten the existing order. I love that final scene in Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and it's an analogy, folks. I'm not saying it's real. Where they roll the ark into that warehouse, and it's just an endless warehouse of boxes of all the hidden things.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Thank you for the call there. Let's talk now to Thomas in Colorado. Welcome, Thomas.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
Good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
I never met Dr. Thompson myself, but we had a mutual friend, and I'm still friends with this guy, and through this mutual friend, I passed on to him about a year ago some of your videos. So Dr. Thompson watched your videos. I know this for a fact. And through my friend, I heard that, he was impressed, and he said something to the effect that, yes, that's the way it is, or something like that, or yes, this is how things are.
Well, I didn't know that. I mean, I know that I've had a lot of Hollywood people and other folks, generals, call me up at 1 in the morning after they've seen the videos, and that's an interesting story. I know Michael Moore. I know the people that delivered it into his hand, Road to Tyranny, and of course I made the first film about 9/11, and I've made several since. The new one, my best work, was just released today, but I hope that people will share this as well.
Yeah, well, could have contributed to his research. I'm sure it spurred him on,
So your friend, handed them to him, and Hunter watched them.
Yes, I know that for a fact.
Well, tell me more about this when we get back, and we'll go to more callers and get the response from our guest, Mr. Thompson's good friend, Paul William Roberts. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, again, just a recap for all of those that have just joined us in the last few minutes. The last, hour and a half, we've had Paul William Roberts, who is a respected journalist and also author of A War Against Truth. He was friends with Hunter S. Thompson. And, of course, even he himself is banned from flying into the United States now just because he gave a speech at Harvard that the globalists didn't like. And they admit that you give a speech they don't like against their policies. There are over 350,000 people on the no-fly list. A lot of times it's somebody who's got a name like, you know, David Jones or, you know, John Thompson. Those common names. It's now 5 members of Congress that aren't allowed to fly. And then over and over again, they go to Homeland Security, get their name off the list, but then it goes right back on the list. You know, Ted Kennedy. And now they're going to have this for the driver's license itself. They're going to have this at the state level. I'm going to talk about that after we finish up with some of these calls with our guests. But we're talking to Thomas in Colorado, and he said that he gave his friend some of my videos, and his friend was friends with Thompson. Hunter S. Thompson, and that he did see Road to Tyranny. And now again, his friend who we have on the line with us now, Mr. Roberts, who wrote this article for the Globe and Mail, says that he was aware of 9/11, thought there was evidence of bombs in the towers, and was going to be writing about that. And of course, he's now died under some questionable circumstances. But anything else you'd like to add, Thomas?
I've always wanted to ask you this. I also mailed you something over a year ago. It was like, it was a commercial from TV that I taped, and I sent it to you, and it was like some like animated for what are these Xbox kind of games, you know? It had the song "My Country, 'Tis of Thee, Sweet Land of Liberty," and then it showed these black ski masks. Snipers going around killing people. Did you
oh, yeah, I did get that, and thank you. And you know, this is the new good guys. This is freedom. Of course, in horrible dictatorships, they were wearing masks, you know, hundreds of years ago. When your police start wearing masks, folks, you're in deep trouble. In fact, all the telltale signs, the nomenclature, the vocabulary of classical dark oppression is now being picked up with a high-tech overlay. Do you have any examples of that you'd like to elaborate on, Mr. Roberts?
Well, I mean, I know that the organizations like the police have heavy membership in secret societies themselves. There seems a kind of wooing by the, you know, by the top of the status quo of the, you know, the middle of the status quo, the people in charge of law and order and you know, and justice and so on. And you know, once you control the courts, you basically control the truth. And it gets back to Orwell. I mean, war is peace, slavery is freedom. I mean, in my book, I've got you know, accounts of Prince Rashid, the nephew of King Hussein, told me that he had intelligence reports from Iraq that the Americans had set off some kind of nuclear device in the underground bunkers of Saddam Hussein, where the army had been lured. I mean, it's still not been clear what happened to at least 50,000 members of the elite Republican Guard, you know, who could not go home, whose fate was tied in with Saddam's. Supposedly they were lured there, and something was set off. Now, we heard lots about these bunkers before the war, but no one has mentioned them since. No one has seen them, and I think that suggestion remains open until somebody's been down there and confirmed that nothing
happened.
Well,
they've told us that they're going to, quote, start using bunker-busting mini-nukes.
Well, yeah, that's right. But this was a deal they'd done with one of Saddam's generals who ordered, who was the only person who, other than Saddam, who could order that particular elite force. And they were sent to the bunker that is near the airport, which was off bounds to journalists for a very long time, an unusually long time. Once down there, once it was sure they were there, something was set off that basically vaporized them. And you notice a number of generals, when asked what had happened to the army, a number of them all said the same thing. They vanished into thin air, which would have been literally true. But I mean, other things I detail in there, which are, you know, thoroughly obnoxious. The use of cluster bombs where the bomblets look like children's toys. The Japanese journalist found a couple and thought they were toys and was taking them home for his kids. And one of them blew up in Amman Airport. And
you're joking.
The whole thing was
Hold on. They're cluster bombs that look like toys?
The bomblets look like children's toys. They look like spinning tops, things like that. In Afghanistan, they looked like food parcels.
I saw that confirmed. What's going on here?
Well, I mean, this is the sort of thing that the Pentagon is not going to want to admit. You can be sure. Just as they were using napalm over there, except now, you know, it's high-tech napalm, they call it something else. But somebody got that out of a general at the Pentagon who said, oh, you'll never get the generals to give that up. They love napalm.
Well, it's just, you know, when they asked Secretary of State Albright, 700,000 children have died in Iraq under sanctions. Is that a good price to pay? And she said, yeah, it is.
That's right. Yeah, that was circulating with a picture of her looking like a dragon. Not that that was hard to do. No, I mean, this kind of thing is not, there's a million unexploded cluster bomblets all over the place. Every day a child gets his leg blown off.
Excuse me, hello?
Yeah.
Yes, caller.
Excuse me. One more little thing just to throw in. The previous caller was mentioning something about Mr. Diesel. This is a website, Geet, GEET.com. It's about how cars can run on water. And, you know, if people can look into that, we don't need to have all these wars in the first place.
And who is this we're speaking to right now?
This is Thomas still in Colorado.
Okay. Well, Thomas, listen, I really appreciate your call. Take care. We'd forgotten about you. I apologize. Let's talk to Randy in Florida. Randy, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of off topic, but I wanted to address Terry Schiavo.
Oh, no, that's never off topic.
Okay, well, I'm just, you know, I'm speaking mostly to those people that might be listening down in Pinellas County. You know, if the government down there won't stand up and protect her, if ever a case called for civil disobedience, this does. What happened to those folks at the nursing home that she's in? You know, don't they have a Hippocratic oath? Not the Hippocratic oath?
Oh, they don't give the Hippocratic oath anymore.
You know?
I mean, did you know for 10 years they don't give that oath anymore?
Well, I wasn't aware of that, but those people that work down there, you know, regardless of what the judge, if I was working down there, I would just tell that judge, well, you can cite me for contempt, but I'm not going to kill that woman, you know, for you or anybody else. You know, there's a higher authority that we all answer to, and, it, you know, people need to take that into account.
And understand, it's not taking her off a respirator. She's not brain dead. And there's a lot of foul play in the background of it. It's really a horrible story, and I checked into it last night. How is she doing right now?
Well, I mean, you know, she's just under a death sentence and waiting for that tube to be pulled. So, I mean, that woman is fighting for her life, and the rest of us need to get into
Well, they pulled
the
her feeding tube before. And, of course, they won't let them brush her teeth. They won't let them, when she gets an infection, give her any treatment. I mean, you can't treat an animal like that.
Well, under the Florida statutes and for abuse, you know, withholding food and water is a crime. And what Governor Bush should do and the sheriff down there say, okay, Judge, if you kill this woman, we're going to arrest you and charge you with murder.
Yeah, there is too much judicial tyranny. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Jeremy in Florida. Go ahead, Jeremy. Oh, Jeremy just hung up. They're good at that. William in Oregon, go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Good day. Thanks again for all your good work.
Thank you.
A couple quick things off topic here. I was listening to it every night, but once in a while I catch up on the Fox News. They start talking about toll roads. They had Hannity and Combs up there. And
they tell us they were conservative and good?
They were condemning. It was amazing. I thought I was listening to you. I about fell out of my stock. They were basically kind of advocating on the side of where you and I would come from, which is, what are you guys doing? And they're blaming it on liberals, though. I found it very funny. And evidently they had a guest on there. His name escapes me.
I knew it.
Yeah, and that's what
they're
doing.
By the way, let me tell you who's putting the toll roads in. Governor Rick Perry of Texas, Arnold Alo Schwarzenegger of California, and the governor of New York's trying it. What's he? What's Pataki, an Easter Bunny? No, he's a Republican. What is, again, folks, I'm not a Democrat here. I'm just sick of it.
Fake conservatism. I mean, this is what used to annoy Hunter Thompson no end. You know, I mean, he was a great believer that government should just be small and stay out of the way and accuse these people of being fake conservatives.
Well, I found it really ironic that they're sitting there and blaming it on the liberals sitting there going, but the interesting thing was in the end that Combs guy says, well, I'm sure we'll all hear a lot about this and blah, 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 you know, going on and on and on. And we're not going to allow this. And it was just really curious how they, you know, it was just interesting to see the slant they put on. They're blaming it on the liberals.
And by the way, it's going in all over the country.
Yeah, I know.
And 90%+ in Austin are against it. And the mayor just says, hey, shut up. We're doing it.
What are you saying, Alex?
And the governor's going to take every major state road, folks. You're going to have a transponder in your car. $2,000 to drive on the state roads, $1,800 to drive on Austin's roads. Folks, I mean, most people I know cannot afford thousands of dollars. They already don't even have insurance for their children. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The libertarian gentleman, again, he's from Oregon, and he's an advocate for this. And he was basically saying, well, don't worry about it. They're not going to be able to, they're just going to know how many miles you drive. They won't know where you are.
Oh, yeah, oh, and that's
like
a fraud, too.
There's no GPS system.
Now it's libertarian to pay for the roads this way. It's private companies pay off the government to let them come in and take over your roads, and it is going to increase the price, day one when it starts, 5 times the taxes that we have as a national average.
You know, it's like saying people should invest their own money for their old age pensions.
One other thing, Alex, I want to thank you very much. I sent you the link a while back, or somebody else might have as well. Cliff Carnicum's CVD for the M-Trail, wonderful. As a matter of fact, I ordered 5 copies from a gal that's working with him, and I'm going to give them away to people. Just incredible. As I speak, I'm getting sprayed in the Oregon coast today once again.
It's all part of freedom. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with our amazing guest, Mr. Roberts. And I'm Alejandro Jones.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. To the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to Bites.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
A criminal society's in control. They have high-tech, space-age pitchmen and advertising firms running the nation. You can buy the fraud and feel like you're part of the power structure, or you can defend this country and this world from the New World Order. Talking to Paul William Roberts before he takes more calls. Paul, I mean, that phenomenon, so many people, whether they follow a corrupt Democratic regime or Republican regime, they won't listen to you about corruption because they associate their personal power with that power structure like they're part of it or something, when that system will squash them like a cockroach.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody who gets involved in a system like that imagines that, you know, it's behind them instead of on top of them.
So how do you get through to one of those people?
Well, I mean, it comes down to, I mean, people are easily bought. You know, we know that. And it doesn't take that much to win somebody over, a little money, and, you know, quite a little money compared to the kind of money that's being raked in. I mean, I noticed that the Iraqi oil production was up to 3 million barrels a day. You know, at $40 a barrel, you know, that's quite a lot of money coming in. Where's that going?
And by the way, they admit that goes to the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Who set the Federal Reserve up to get that money?
Well, exactly. All the deals have been done. Halliburton got in there, was able to survey, you know, the vast areas that had never been surveyed. They know exactly where the oil is. There's more oil in Iraq than there is in Saudi Arabia. It's cheaper to get out of the ground because it's under high pressure. It pumps itself out. You save $5 a barrel right there.
Unbelievable. And it's just, and Dick Cheney said in the PNAC document, he said, Saddam isn't a threat, it's about oil, and we're going to use Iraq as a launch base to go into other countries. He says Saddam isn't a threat in the September 2000 document that they publish it.
Colin Powell said the same thing, and Condoleezza Rice said the same thing. We've boxed him in, he's not a threat. And a few months later, they completely turn about face.
But Dick Cheney said he's not a threat, but we're still going in.
Yeah.
We're going to tell the people he's a threat. Folks, he writes this and puts it on his own website. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's Richard Clark saying this or it's O'Neill saying.
Even when they'd offered the ultimatum that you leave Iraq with your family, with your sons, they were saying at the same time, we're going to go in anyway.
Well, I remember they said, leave, you've got a week.
Yeah,
and then the report came out.
At the same time, from another branch of the government was saying, we're going in anyway.
Well, it was in the news,
yeah.
A British and European news, that they had jets ready to shoot the plane down. And they were saying, yeah, we're going to arrest you once you get there.
It's still not been explained what the Russian ambassador was doing. That a convoy left Baghdad for Damascus, flew to Moscow. The ambassador turned around immediately and came straight back. You know, that flight would have needed clearance from the American army. He could only have been delivering something or someone.
Well, you talked about paying off Republican Guard. I saw Rumsfeld. In fact, I have it in these stacks of tapes I recorded on the eve of the war in 2003. And Rumsfeld was on TV going, don't worry about the war. Of the three army groups, we've already made agreements and paid off two of the groups. We've paid off most of the Republican Guard generals. And then
look into General Ahmed Hussein, no relation to Saddam, who was the most high-ranking military officer below Saddam, the only one who could give commands to the army. He agreed to surrender when he did. And agreed to questioning and then was released and is now living happily in Syria.
Well, yeah, and they paid these guys off in euros, dollars, and gold. But Rumsfeld admitted all this, then after the war, the quote war, oh, we won this in, you know, a month. After that, he got on TV and said, we never paid anybody off. We fought total resistance. They changed their story every 10 seconds.
You know, that was why there was no resistance. There was no Stalingrad in Baghdad.
Did you see that New York Times article where the White House official says, we're an empire now and we make reality?
Yes.
We'll change reality today, tomorrow, next week, and you're all just bystanders. We actually control reality. And so does it matter if we change our story?
No, that's right. I mean, they learned that simple lesson that you just tell a lie often enough and powerfully enough through, you know, all the media outlets you have, and you've got, you know, a shameless, gutless bunch of journalists.
Well, that's what O'Brien says to Winston as he tortures him.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you know, a little bit more time with this. I want to come back, take some calls, plug your book. We'll be right back with our final segment with our guest. Stay with us.
Thank you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
You've heard about PAWS from BioLox International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioLox Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioLox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Time, we're here, then back from 9 to midnight. We're just telling it like it is, the reality, the facts. You can play along with the fraud, but in the end, it's going to be reality and not the lies of the New World Order that's going to win. And this stuff is scary, but fighting against it makes you safer. Going along with it is what makes you really be in greater levels of danger. We're going to, it's a final segment with our guest. I want to just rampage through a bunch of your calls, Ron and David and Tim and Jeremy and Steve and others. Before I do that, listen, I'm really proud of this new film. I poured my guts out on it. I spent 3 or 4 times the amount of time making this film I ever spent on any other video. I spent a lot more money on it. It covers the latest police state developments, incredible 9/11 section. Then we get into the secret societies that really control America. We confront David Gergen, you know, the super Karl Rove of multiple administrations. He blows up at me over it. We get into Arnold and the Nazi ties and how that connects to the Thule Society and Bohemian Grove. And it's all documented. I mean, if you really want to know what makes the New World Order tick, their driving ideology, their philosophy, this is my best work. It is martial law, 9-1-1, rise of the police state. Go to InfoWars.com, link through the secure online shopping cart. You can order it right there off the site. You can watch clips of the film there as well for free to see if you want to order it. You can call toll-free to get it as well. 3139, 888-253-3139. Please call, get your copy. By the way, again, it's done today. It's going to the printers, you know, to be produced. It'll be done next week, and then we'll start shipping it. But for people, you know, who want instant access, PrisonPlanet.tv. Tonight, the first third of the film will be up there. It's really three films. Tomorrow night, all of the film will be up. Okay? And high bandwidth, low bandwidth, for Mac, for PC, whatever you want. PrisonPlanet.tv, my 12th film. My 12th film is now up on the site. And you really need to have this video. I mean, I guess if you count my emergency 9/11 release I put out 3 weeks after 9/11 and I only sold for a couple months just to get the truth out, I guess it'd be my 13th film, which is bad luck for the New World Order. bad luck for the Knights Templars, let me tell you. That's why they say 13's unlucky, because that's when they got the Knights Templars. The point is, you really need to get this video. I'm very proud of it. Please make copies of it. Get it out to folks. Make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. Get it on Access TV. People need to see it. 2 hours, 35 minutes. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Before we take some final calls here with our guest, who's the author of A War Against Truth, and, of course, wrote an article for the Globe and Mail up in Canada about Hunter S. Thompson, saying that he thought the government was behind 9/11 and why they might be after him. And he's confirmed he was working on the White House underage call boy rings. That's a big boo-boo there. Very suspicious. So that is confirmed for those that have been bringing up that Skolnick talked about. Good for Skolnick getting on that, Chairman Skolnick. Let's go ahead here and go to Ron in Missouri. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex and Mr. Roberts. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
A couple things I wanted to bring up. I'd like to hear more on the conversion by Saddam and Iraq in 2000 from the U.S. dollar to the euro on their oil pricing and the effect it had on Wall Street.
Saddam had actually changed out of the currency. He was trading oil for euros and also had exchanged the large sum that was held in escrow at the United Nations for the Oil for Food program into euros. And a number of other countries said that they were going to go along, including North Korea, which of course doesn't have any oil to trade. But Venezuela was bartering oil for third world products. So it was sort of out of the system. And the OPEC was seriously considering, you know, as a means of punishing America, converting to two currencies. And the economists estimated that if they'd have just announced they were going to trade in dollars and euros, the dollar would have fallen 40%. If they'd announced they were going to trade in euros, the dollar would collapse altogether, because it's been pegged to oil since Nixon took it off the gold standard.
Correct. Right. Also, the second thing I wanted to bring up, about 2 years ago, Alex, I sent you a copy of a newspaper that we received at our warehouse for the company I work for. It was dated 8/10/2001. It came in an Israeli package. I don't know if it was a newspaper of Israel or not, or whatever, but there was a picture inset showing two airplanes on a cell phone picture or screen, showing two airplanes crashing into a building with the comment "Crush America" underneath of it. Do you remember that, Alex?
Yes, I did. And in fact, that was picked up by the news.
Right, and the FBI came and confiscated it and so forth and so on. We never heard anything more about it, but I still kept a copy.
Well, you have Sharon in the Israeli parliament saying in an argument with Peres, which is documented fully, don't worry about America, the Jews control America.
Correct, and to me, with the close ties and so forth with Israel, there's no way we couldn't have known about it beforehand.
Yep. All right, well, thank you for the call. I mean, I would add to this, though, that a lot of people perseverate about Israel, and, Israel controls America. I think it's a mutual merger between the two bodies. What do you think about that?
It goes back to the early days of planning for the state of Israel, when the Zionists, in fact, were by no means sure of getting the territory at all. And in fact, Palestine was part of the territory promised to the Sharif of Mecca for his help in fighting the Turks, you know, which was considerable risk to himself. The letter still exists, predates the Balfour Declaration. But the Zionists realized that what Britain wanted more than anything was somebody to look after the Suez Canal.
So Israel's really just kind of
doing that.
So Israel's been kind of like an aircraft carrier.
It's an aircraft carrier on land. That's what it is. And Nasser, when he took over, demonstrated to the other Arabs how phony their independence was. But when he closed down the canal, you know, within a day, you had British and French paratroopers dropping all over Egypt.
Listen, I got one more question for you, then we're going to the calls. You had a sit-down interview with Saddam Hussein. Describe that for me.
Quite a scary character, I can tell you. Had, you know, all the gimmicks of power. Very smart man. Self-made, autodidact. But somebody you certainly wouldn't want to cross. And, I was trying to get more personal things out of him, which he didn't like in the least. And he was using a translator, but when I remember asking him at one point, did he see himself as a second Nasser? And without the translator, he jumped in, "No, I first Saddam." I'd heard that his wife was the vice principal of a school, and I thought it was kind of charming that, you know, she worked and, you know, and wasn't in a senior position. And I mentioned it, and Saddam quickly said, "No, she's principal now."
So he speaks English.
He certainly understood it well enough to jump in, but
kind of a pigeon English.
No, he was extremely intelligent and quite forthright about certain things, and was still under the impression that he was America's ally at that point. I mean, they'd sacrificed an enormous amount of men and money in that war with Iran, and he fully believed that he was helping America out by doing that, and was shocked to discover the Iran-Contra business, which was when he asked the diplomat, you know, "Who do you want to win this war?" But you can see, even in the conversation he has with April Glaspie, the American ambassador, that he's under the impression that he's doing America's dirty work for them.
Yeah, he's on video.
Yeah,
I mean, folks, this is incredible. And you know, Saddam left Christians alone; they thrived in that country.
He was, everyone there will tell you that Saddam was a really great leader until the Iran war, and something changed in him. And I think he recognized that America was out to get him. You know, there were constant broadcasts on the the American propaganda network, broadcasts to the Arabs, comparing him to Ceausescu, that somebody sent him copies of the tapes of the interrogation of Ceausescu and his execution, just to unnerve him. And he says in a meeting with a number of American congressmen that he's very upset by these comparisons, and could they please stop it?
So they're sending him snuff films.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, buddy, this is what's going to... And look, my point is, I'm not defending...
Reagan lobbied the Congress not to censure Saddam for the slaughter that was going on at that time.
Let me just say something about this. Let me just say something. I mean, this is important. Again, I'm not defending Saddam Hussein, folks, but compared to these other Arab leaders, I mean, Saudi Arabia, you talk about evil. They make him look like a choir boy.
Saudi Arabia makes Iraq look like paradise.
I mean, it's a total hellhole, but I mean, if American pokes their nose out of a compound, it gets blown off. But these are our buddies in Bush, you know, and his daddy vacation there. I mean, literally, they like have houses there. That's how sick this is. And then you look at 1953, the democratically elected leader of Iran, anti-communist, Man of the Year, Time Magazine.
Most of it.
They said, "You will give us all of your oil, or we're going to kick you out." And he said, "No. we're going to keep some of it for our country. And it was really a good...
Threw him out and put the shine.
Well, listen, I heard Kermit Roosevelt, the grandson, on NPR a few months ago from the grave. It was an old interview. And they admitted on the show that, oh, yeah, we went and bombed stuff and shot people and hired 2,000 thugs and blamed the terror attacks on Mossadegh and then threw him out. I mean, folks, they caused all these problems. Iran was our ally and was non-fundamentalist and was our friend, and we threw him out.
No, it was the encouraging of fundamentalist Islam in countries like Egypt and Saudi Arabia that created the universities where a lot of these extremists have been trained.
The Washington Post reported the millions of dollars of radical hadiths, our government sending the textbooks, paying, making them, telling Arab children to kill Americans.
That's right.
And again, that goes back, have you heard about P2OG?
Yep.
This is the Pentagon office, folks, for those who don't know, where Rumsfeld says, we're going to go kill innocent Arabs to get them to make more enemies. Comments on that?
Well, you look at the whole train of events that starts with the encouragement of fundamentalist Islam as a bulwark against communism, then goes to the training of the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. There's a direct path there, to 9/11. But I somehow don't buy the existence of Al-Qaeda on the level that it's supposed to exist.
It would be
far easier to take down if it existed on that level.
It's a CIA shadow group with CIA officers, in some cases, manipulating useful idiots to carry out real attacks and then giant orchestrated theatrical events like 9/11 have nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. Let's take a few final calls here. Let's talk to Tim in Oklahoma, or is it David? Who's up next? David in Arizona. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you today?
Good.
Good. I think you might be interested to know that I recently worked in a Homeland Security office. I've been doing a little moonlighting lately for a temporary staffing service. They're setting up a new office over here on, I don't know if you want the address, it's 4909 East McDowell, Suite 106, Phoenix, Arizona.
Talk right into your telephone.
Yes, they're setting up a new FEMA office here, Homeland Security, in Phoenix. And I initially almost turned down the offer, but I thought, well, maybe it'd be a good idea to go over there and see what's going on. Well, they were unloading truck after truck after truck. And they needed some extra help for people to go in there and help them unload the trucks. You could tell that they were in a very big hurry to get this office up and running. And I understand there's two more offices. I don't know where they're at, but this one's on 4909 East McDowell Road over Suite 106 in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, these are the federalization offices. These are the real city governments to sit above the city governments being put in.
Yes, they are. And it's very obvious to me that they're in a big hurry. You could see that they wanted all the extra help they could get. They want to get this office up and running. Now, I was going to avail myself of a few of these placards on the walls, but they had a private security. The security there was wearing a patch that said private security. I said, are you a federal agent? And she said, no, I'm not. And she wanted to search everybody when they were leaving the building. And I almost refused, but
Well, what were the placards?
I tried to write them down, but I didn't have time. But it looked like a bunch of security chiefs, network security, property security. I'm trying to remember from rote memory here. But you
have thousands of these private security people in Iraq performing security tasks for everyone from Halliburton to Akbar Chalabi.
How big is this facility?
Well, it's not very large. It's kind of an old, dilapidated office building, and it's obvious that they're looking for cheap places to set up shop real quick.
All these are going to be CIA nest of evil in all your towns. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it, David. Tim in Oklahoma. Tim, go ahead. You're on the air, Tim, right now.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
We're doing a radio show. What's on your mind?
Hunter S. Thompson, a lot of other things. Really really, the Hunter S. Thompson thing really, really scares me. Because really it's about freedom of speech. It goes into Ward Churchill. One of my friends blogged something, which includes Mr. Robert's Globe and Mail article about, I've only got the first paragraph or some part of the paragraph.
I'm talking about Hunter S. Thompson saying government involvement in 9/11. We got the writer on right now. What's on your mind?
Well, the first thing is, when I found out that happened, I started rereading Kingdom of Fear.
Yeah, this is Hunter's last book, right?
We're just going to have to wrap the show up with our guest here. You're going to have to go the whole show with us. There's five more minutes with us, Paul Roberts. And you can finish up when we get back, Tim, but you got to get to it because I want to talk to Jeremy and Steve or Stan. That'll be it for calls, though, after that. Wrapping up this Thursday edition, I've launched my new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. It's out.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Just in case we run out of time in the next 4.5 minutes, I want to thank our guest, Paul William Roberts, for coming on the broadcast. You can read the article he wrote about Hunter Thompson and 9/11 right there at Globe and Mail's website. We've got fragments of it on my website, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But yes, sir, if you mail me the video you shot in Iraq, we'll put it on the website if you'd like.
I certainly will.
We'll post that for folks to watch it, and I really look forward to getting a copy of your book. If you send me a review copy, I'd like to have you on specifically about the book, A War Against Truth, which people can get via the Internet. It's not published here in the U.S., but it is, again, award-winning and sounds excellent. So what's that website in Canada, again, where people in the U.S. can order it?
It's Amazon.ca rather than .com.
But it's not on the .com, huh?
I don't think it is on the .com. My other books are on the .com. But,
oh, what are the other books?
There's another book on Iraq, in fact, called The Demonic Comedy. There's a book on Egypt. There's a book on Iran, one on India. What else have I got?
Well, people shouldn't just type your name.
There's one on undercover, an undercover agent working in the Russian mob.
Well, that's got to be good. Let's go back real quick, Tim. Finish your comment.
The whole thing about the Hunter S. Thompson thing is, he may have said since the 70s he wanted to kill himself, but I don't believe that right now he would have wanted to do that, because everybody knew that.
Well, yeah, that plays into it if people talk like that. Listen, thanks for the call. Let's talk to Jeremy in Florida. Jeremy, you there? Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering if you ever seen the movie Enemy of the State with Will Smith.
Yes.
You know John Voight's character in there, who's really pushing for the movie version of the Patriot Act?
Yes.
In the movie, his birthday is 9/11/1940.
No, I know. And they started building the Pentagon on 9/11. And
really?
It goes on and on, yeah.
Okay, and yesterday I heard you talking about people denying black helicopters, and it's pretty funny because after you said that, I actually saw my first black helicopter fly right over with no markings, serial number.
All they are special operations night mission helicopters. It's just people, still the media says you're a kook if you talk about them. You can go to military bases and see hundreds of them lined up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, you saw a dozen every couple of hours in Baghdad.
Well, they don't exist, even if you videotape them. Thanks for the call, Jeremy. Let's talk to Steve in New York. Last caller, go ahead.
Hello, how are you doing, Alex?
Good.
You're doing a great job down there.
Thank you.
I just ordered your video.
Thank you.
I always order your videos. They're excellent. And keep up the good work.
Well, hugs and kisses to you. Thank you.
Thank you. I know.
Take care, my friend. We're flat out of time. Sorry, didn't have time to take more of your calls. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, and back tomorrow, 11 to 2. And don't forget tomorrow, because I've had so many requests for last Tuesday's show that for some reason didn't re-air at night. So many requests to re-air that one about all these occult buildings and how our capitals are built with these occult specifications. It's now admitted that we're going to re-air that in the second 2 hours tomorrow. So tell your friends and family, everybody, to tune in. Again, Paul William Roberts, real pleasure having you on, my friend.
The pleasure was all mine, and you've got a great show there, and you're doing great work.
Well, thanks for spending 2.5 hours with us. It was a real pleasure, and I look forward to talking to you in the future. Do you need my address off air?
I'll email your assistant.
All right. God bless you.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, my friends. It's not about left or right. It's about right and wrong. It's about humanity and liberty and life versus tyranny and death. That's your choice. Remember, God loves you, and you stand up and help yourself, God will help you. But if we lay down to this evil, it's over for humanity. Don't forget the new film, Martial Law's out. You can watch it tonight at prisonplanet.tv. Hello, folks.